You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today, we read from another one of the servant songs or songs of the suffering servant from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 1 to 6. This time, it is written from the servant's point of view. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Here the Messiah declares his mission. The first few verses speak about his call in preparation, and in the following verses he expresses his great confidence in the promises of the Lord. He then concludes with saying a word of blessing to Israel and the nations. The Messiah, later revealed as Jesus Christ, commands the coastlands, the distant lands of the Gentiles, to listen to him. It is he, Jesus, our Messiah, whose name was called by the Lord through the angel Gabriel before the conception in Mary's womb. He is the chosen servant of God. The words from his mouth, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, has great power and authority. The Lord speaks to the Messiah as Israel. Israel, because the Messiah comes from Israel, and he is a representative of the nation. This passage shows that even though Jesus ministered in difficult and discouraging situations, he never gave in to discouragement, but always put his trust in the Lord. His labor was not in vain, for this promise is fulfilled in the calling of the Gentiles. All the nations perish in darkness, but Christ, the true light that enlightens every man, makes the nations holy and blessed. As people of light, do we then recognize Jesus daily as our Lord and Savior, as the light of the world in our lives? Do we easily give in to discouragement in the face of challenges, sin, and darkness? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, may our hearts be always ready to listen to you. You who have brought us from darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, you never withhold your persevering grace and strength to those who cling to your every word. Keep us from stumbling and falling in the ways of sin and darkness. Give us the grace to fully submit our lives to your will, to the light of your truth and love. May we be ready to follow you, Jesus our Messiah, in your way of the cross. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.